We come to this time of the service, think about what Hebrews talks about, and we're surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. And today we're going to honor the new members of that cloud of witnesses that have gone on this year. And it's bittersweet, it's mixed emotions, it's all of those things wrapped up in there. But I'm going to read a passage of scripture that's familiar to you. Paul's talking to the Thessalonians, and he's talking about those that have died and what's to become of that. You know, we have a little, I think we've had time to develop our theology a little bit more than those people in the first generation. They had no concept. They didn't have what we have. And so Paul writes, "But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers and sisters, about those who have died, so that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, though Jesus, God, will bring with him those who have died." We know precious in the sight of the Lord of the saints that have gone on before us. You know, I'm going to steal something, Jane and Diane, from your daddy. And I use it a lot when I'm doing funerals. But, and I think you may use it as a minister too, Dan. That he says this, that as we get older in life and as we move through life, to get to that point where you know more people on the other side than you do on this side, and the prospects of going there aren't that bad. We do not grieve as those without hope. But we're the ones left behind are the ones that are sad. But the God of all comfort and the Prince of Peace is available to all of us. This year, I picked up the list, and somebody not thinking about the full thing said, "Well, it's not a very long list." And I went, "That's a good thing." But it's a significant list. And so as I read the names of our family members of Pisana that have gone on, if you have a special attachment, whether related or memories of that are special to you, stand in their honor, if you would. And we will do that here. Nellie Rice out of Hamilton, Texas. Nellie Rice. Thank y'all. Appreciate that. Thank you. Savelle Shannon out of Sonora. Thank you. Levi Price Jr. Thank you. Originally from Alpine, Willa Dale Hillbrick Johnson. Thank you. And generally all of us probably either know somebody or know something. The Hill Country flood victims affected all of us in Texas, if you want to stand in their honor. Thank you. Dennis Berry from Corpus Christi, Texas. Dennis Berry. Anyone knows? Well, he was on our list, and we want to call his name out for sure. Tim Edwards, son of Glenn Edwards. Thank you all. And Johnny Timms out of Chickasaw, Oklahoma. Johnny Timms. Thank you. Let's thank the Lord, as we did earlier in the week, for Levi, for the good and perfect gifts that God sends to us in the way of family, believers, fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you again that we come to you, that none of this is a shock, a mystery, or the names on the list. Maybe we don't know them, but you know them so well. You created them. And Father, you hold them in eternity for us. And the hope that we have is that we are all reunited again. As Paul would say, we do not grieve as those without hope, for our hope is in the Lord. Father, would you allow each one of us to lose the sadness but not the memories, rejoice in the life, and Father, trust you even with our own futures. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.